to be for you, but it will tell you how I think of spirituality and what emerged from my data as the definition of spirituality, because I think so much of the viciousness that we're seeing today in the world is about not understanding and not listening and not hearing. So I want to get real close up with this definition before we start. So that, again, it doesn't have to be your definition, but this is how I think about it, so that when I talk about rising strong or anything as a spiritual practice, you'll know what I mean. So I define spirituality as recognizing and celebrating that we are inextricably connected to one another by a power greater than all of us, and that our connection to that power and to one another is grounded in love and belonging. That thing that is bigger than us, some people call it God. My father calls it fishing. My friend Chaz, who's the CFO in our companies, calls it scuba diving. People call that thing that's greater than us by different names, but I think that that's not where the separation or the difference comes from. I think one of the key pieces to spirituality that emerged, and I'll tell you why in a second, it was incredibly important for me to have a definition. I think one of the key pieces of spirituality is that core belief, that deeply, deeply held belief that we are inextricably connected to each other. That as much as we would like to be different and separate sometimes, that we just can't be. And that if there's pain somewhere in the world being held by someone we don't know or have never heard of, that pain in some way reverberates to us as well. And when joy is put out in the world, that also is something we share. So I think the most important piece for me in spirituality is this deeply held belief that we're connected to each other in an unbreakable way, regardless of how hard we try to break it every day. The reason why having a definition for spirituality was so important in my work is because it has emerged consistently from the beginning of my research as kind of an irreducible element of wholeheartedness. And that scared the shit out of me because I'm an academic and we don't talk about spirituality unless you're in the divinity school. We just don't talk about spirituality. And so it just started emerging over and over again that men and women who really live in love wholeheartedly have a pretty profound spiritual life. The problem and where it got tricky is what that spirituality looked like and felt like and smelt like, and you know, that was different for everyone. And what they shared in common was that sense that we're connected and that sense there's something bigger than us. And this is the third key piece. And that thing that's bigger than us is rooted in love and belonging. When what holds us together is fear, that is not spirituality. When what holds us together and binds us together is hatred, shared hatred even for a different group of people, shared hatred for an idea or principle, that too is not spiritual. Spirituality is the connectedness that's rooted in love and belonging, which I think is important because love and belonging, absolute irreducible needs of men, women, and children. In the absence of love and belonging, there is always suffering. And so what scared me to death is when I stepped back and started looking at this, and you know, I have 200,000 pieces of data now. When I step back and look at that, basically the conclusion that I can draw is in an absence of any kind of spirituality, there is a sense of suffering. If we are not connected to each other in some way by something more important than us and something that's love. The byproduct of spirituality I found in my work is that spirituality brings a sense of perspective, meaning, and purpose to our lives. And that seems to be the biggest piece of what's missing in people who don't have a spiritual practice. And I have to say again, one of the most profound interviews I've ever done around spirituality, art and creativity was this person's thing that binds us, that's rooted in love and belonging, that's greater than us and connected us. And this was a deeply, deeply spiritual person who never talked in a traditional, I'm a member of the Episcopal Church, like we're a pretty traditional, we have a traditional vibe, you know, around spirituality. But when I left that interview, I thought,